What's up there, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Wingman Show.
Perfect choice.
We're kind of just winging it.
Nice. We're wingmen.
Well, basically, the way the show goes is you guys send us your questions. We answer them as best we can. I brought a bunch of my specialists on, and, you know, we're going to have some fun and see where this goes.
Nice.
Tonight we have Twin Coin, Mr. Two Coon, Tim Cribben. Ladies and gentlemen.
You're the man of a thousand nicknames. I don't think I've ever heard the same name for you
contagious.
Twice.
They just attract me. I don't know.
He does a lot of foul shit.
Because Greg's always Greg. He's like, hey, Greg's coming by. Every time he says something about TC, it's always like some motherfucking crazy nickname.
Well, he's got a lot to work with there. Two good letters. String some words together.
They're very strong initials.
You can
call this guy the same thing twice in the same place, man. Otherwise, cops come looking for him.
Yeah, they're out there.
Numerous houses.
And then we also got my Canadian expert, Dr. Bull Sussman.
Bull, give it up for Bull.
Yeah.
What's going on, Bull?
PhD in titties and hot pockets.
Titties and hot pockets.
That's what he specializes in.
Like at once?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't even get us started about that. That's what I'm here to talk about.
Yeah, my undergrad could talk about hot pockets, my doctor in titties.
What flavor of hot pocket and what flavor of titty?
Tons. Specialize in all types, shapes, sizes.
He prefers the ham and
cheese. Of hot pockets. That is.
Hot pockets.
And, of course, you got Doc here and Big Brian over there.
What's going on?
Big Cat.
Big Cat.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Is that licensed anywhere? Can I say that? Is that all right?
That license?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we got to worry about that.
No.
Yeah, so let's get a crack in here. What do we got?
Let's start with this first question. Dear Doc, I'm a 16-year-old girl. I live with my mom. My dad died 4 years ago. Terribly sorry.
Rest in peace.
Sorry about that. I love my mother very much, but I noticed after my dad died, she started knowing many guys and go out with them. What the fuck? What is this little girl talking about?
Well, the first problem I want to solve tonight is the doc talking to the fucking mic, all right?
Sorry, bud. I'm trying to read this little girl's gibberish.
So hold it up to your face.
I don't know, man. She's speaking in different languages. Yeah. I know that it's her life. But 2 months ago, I saw her changing her clothes, and I saw a big tattoo on her back, and it was of a male sex organ with her name and the word slut.
That's a devious trans stamp right there.
Oh, I didn't even see that coming.
Oh, man. I want to know.
And neither does she.
Is my mom in the wrong?
She's in the wrong house. She's been over here.
And can I ask her about life? Please help.
I'm sure she's had her fill of life.
16-year-old girl. Mom.
Is a whore.
Big tat.
I just want
not to on her tat.
Big tramp stamp of a cock.
She just got unlucky when she randomly picked one out of the book.
Yeah, the men your mom are knowing right now are known as Hell's Angels. And they got the good drugs. And they lay the big dick. Like, your mom's just having some fun. I think you should lay off, little girl.
That's got to be the hoeiest tattoo I've ever heard of. Like a straight dick.
Could that be real?
With like, Frank.
With the word slut.
Wow.
And a big cock on her back.
Like we're ignore the first half of that story. The fact is there's a woman out there with a big cock on her back that says slut on it.
And we're not partying,
and we're not partying with her.
Banging tons of dudes all the time.
I bet you she goes to the H all the time.
I think I saw her there last Friday.
So she got the tattoo.
I'm pretty sure.
Back alley tattoos.
I'm pretty sure the name isn't her name.
She's
doing something
with back alley.
She got Doc tattooed in there.
On the nut.
I mean, yeah, so what can we do to help this mom and this little girl? I don't think there's anything wrong with the mom.
No, she's just living life. Little
like
girl, grow
time.
Up. Yeah. things maybe will turn out for you.
I definitely think you need to stay in school.
And learn how to fucking read and write, little girl. Like, seriously.
And,
try to go to a good college and avoid the tattoo parlor as much as you possibly can.
Stay off the pole.
Yeah. One way or, one way or another, stay off the pole. Whether it be a stripper's pole or... That guy's pole.
Or an older gentleman.
Do you think it was traced out?
You think that guy freehanded that
sucker?
Right?
It was
like laid it on her back and they just went around with a Sharpie or something.
No, he just busted out the Sharpie and just drew a big fat veiny one on there.
you think it had veins?
I'm thinking big veiny.
What if it was just the tattoo artist making a joke where he's like, all right, I want a heart. It's like, all right, I got you a heart.
Sure.
She ends up with a dog on her back.
Was it a tramp stamp or like a full-on back tattoo?
That's a big old dick.
Big old back tattoo?
I mean, she saw her getting changed. She fucking noticed the fucking tattoo. It had to have been pretty sizable.
That's something you're going to see from afar.
Well, it's better than like a wimpy one, right? It's like, you might as well have a big strong cock and then have like a little flaccid dick.
Like, maybe some lightning nice bolts or something.
The Robin vein back
if
there.
If I was going to get a tattoo of a dick on me, I want some blood in that shit, bro.
Give me a couple veins.
Yeah, give me some blood in that shit, man. Not the limp dick.
Oh, man. All
right, Doc.
All right, I'm done with the 16-year-old girl.
All right, Doc, next question, Doc.
16-year-old girl, she was whack. And your mom sounds fun. You should fucking take some lessons from your mom. All right, this next one is kind of kinky, and this is more a Bull Sussman's alley than anybody else's.
Well, the first three words I see is, I'm a 55-year-old woman.
It's right up his alley.
Yeah.
I love him.
You like your Hot Pockets little freezer burn on him?
There's no expiration date.
You got his attention.
There's an expiration date. You just got to look at the back of the box.
You have Bull's attention right now. So I'm a 55-year-old woman, and my husband and I have been together for many years. Our sex life has been wonderful. Over the past year, we've been using a strap-on harness and a variety of realistic, real-feel penises on each other. Does that mean...
Oh, damn.
Is he getting it too? What am I reading?
Oh, man.
Well, this is it has to be him. Why would he be using the strap-on on her?
No, it's gotta be her.
Maybe it's each him. Other.
When was last time?
She's using it on him. She has to be.
What is he attaching it to, though? Exactly. Is he putting it on his thigh and just ramming that thing towards her? What's he doing?
What fucking kind of?
Where is he putting that thing? Is he putting it on top of it?
It's like a mask.
Is it a mask for your dick? Is it a dick mask?
It's on his forehead.
What is going like unicorn style? Like,
what the fuck? Is he fucking Gizmo Duck? He needs detachments and shit.
Go go get it!
Blathering blathers, guys.
Shit doesn't work.
Hit you with the 9
inch. She says she's 55. Her husband could be 105.
Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe we're working with limp dick.
Maybe she puts a strap on him and sits on it.
Do they go out?
Maybe it looks like the limp dick tattoo that's on the 6-year-old chick's mom.
I mean, do they go to the store and they both eye one out and they pick it out together? Like,
I don't know. It says her over the past year. Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, there's still a lot of story left here.
This has really spiced up our sex life, and we both enjoy it tremendously. But you do, Spud. Just recently, my husband purchased two very large, realistic penises. One 8x2 inches, the other 9.5x2.5 inches.
Big fuckers.
With lots of lube and my own vaginal juices.
I mean... I don't like the word vaginal so What's much. It's not, it doesn't sound sexy so much. I mean, I like
sounds like a body part.
I like some puss. All
right, hold on.
Like,
hold on.
It sounds very like bio.
Hold
to me.
On.
Like,
some clam juice?
Well, I mean, he's the doc. Don't blame him for referring to it in medical terminology.
I'll spice this up. Don't worry. I got this. With lots of lube and my own clam juices.
Good use
better.
Of the word clam.
See, I like that better.
I'm able to take the 8x2 incher all the way in my fucking vag. With
her vesh.
I can't even read this. This is too much.
Oh my God.
Next.
No, I don't even.
Would you like me to finish that off for you?
You can.
Someone else wants to take that. The doc can't handle it.
Doc can't.
He's got the sweats.
With every 9.5 incher.
With every long and hard pounding thrust that bring me to many intense orgasms with a repeated gushing like fluid. I think she's coming. I'm not. I don't know why she described it as a gushing like fluid. It must have been like the first time that limp dick ever got her off. You got herself a prosthetic.
All of a sudden, it was like dropping a gallon of water.
Okay. What's this about?
What's going off?
She might have put too much lube up in there, bro. You never know.
Yeah, what who knows? Was she some type of fucking water slide? She need that much
no,
lube?
No, it hasn't. Look at the next line. This hasn't happened to me in over 20 years. That's the very next sentence. Look, hell. She's all stored up there.
Last time I had some sex like this was 35, and this guy can get a little blood in his dick. All right. Where am I here? It hasn't happened to me for 20 years. When it comes time to insert the larger penis, it goes in so far, and because of the 1/2 inch bigger girth, it becomes rather painful, and we have to withdraw. I have given birth twice over the small, very, very thin babies, I guess. Birth twice over the years, and both of them have been C-sections. Oh, you see, that's why.
Oh, all right.
No, but good for him. It's still tight down there. Babies didn't rampage her.
He's wearing it out with a fucking strap
down on it. Dude. With a fucking mamba.
Well, I mean.
She's wearing that fucking coochie out with a strap on. Couldn't do it with the real thing.
Because C-sections, because I was told that they were not able to make it past my pelvic bone. My question is, will my vagina eventually stretch to receive the larger girth penis without causing any physical damage? After all, it's only 1/2 inch wider. And does this all tie into the fact that I could not have a natural birth? I look forward to hearing from you. And thanks a lot. Doc.
Doc, take it.
Well, that's a lot.
Well, no, we brought you. You're the doctor. We brought you on. Well, it sounds like medical advice.
Half an inch doesn't seem like that much. Like, did just much shut the more? Fuck up, bitch.
Like two and a half inches around?
That's what it is. Yeah,
no, but she's only talking about it's two inches to compared to 2.5 inches. It's like only half an inch.
That could be 9.5 feet by 2 inches. You don't know.
This isn't black measurements here. This is
well,
this is the standard
minute,
white measurement.
Wait a minute. Can we verify if that's jungle
see,
measurements
we can't,
or not?
Nowhere in it doesn't say.
She wouldn't have been talking about her shit being stretched out.
Well, I mean, here, this is just a really long story to answer one simple question. No, your vag isn't going to stretch.
No.
Your clam clave is what it was given to you.
That's the way God intended. He didn't intend you to take that 2.5 inch.
Just a little. It's a half an inch too big, lady. I'm sorry.
I agree. All right. Whew.
That was a tough one, you know what?
Yo, that knocked me right on my ass. A 55-year-old woman, why are you talking to me about this?
I think.
What are you doing listening
she's
to me?
55. That's probably the worst part.
Next time I see a paragraph this long, I'm going to have to warrant commission this shit and fucking start taking out unnecessary sentences.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm kind of chubbed right up right now.
Are you half an inch bigger?
Half inch?
Like this, yo.
Rocking a good chub. It's some erotic fiction. Not even fiction. Erotic nonfiction.
I like it.
All right. Fucking sick people and what they do out there.
So I'm a 30-year-old mother of three, Doc. I've had 6 sexual partners in my life, all serious relationships. My problem is I still never had an orgasm with a partner. Who has she been sleeping with, PT?
These relationships got serious after all that bad sex?
Like, what are you sticking around for?
Mm.
God.
Must have been rich. Corvette drivers, he says.
It's all about the coin.
I dated 6 guys with great cars.
Lots of money.
Lots of money.
Yeah. I feel like we've tried everything. Oral, anal, vaginal, manual.
Who the fuck calls it manual? And what do you mean by that? Am I driving the car?
I call it digital.
First, second?
I mean, shit must
it
be.
It should be analog, if anything.
I call it digital.
Digital manipulation. Get the fucking knobs going, you know.
Shit must be getting just like to the end of ideas when you're like, fuck me my ass. Maybe that'll be better.
Like, I've never had a problem just using the old 2-finger salute.
Oh,
yo,
man.
Come on. I learned that back in grade school.
It's called trial and error, man. Your teenage years, man. You got to get your
system
that
works
for you.
Yeah, seriously. Hey. Like, she must have been dating PDs. Like, PD from Disenfranchised, Diggy.
Like, apparently PT's going to take it hard on this show. pun intended.
Yeah. He just chubbed up a little bit.
Half an inch bigger. Wider.
All right, so let's
faster,
see,
stronger,
let's see again
better.
What her problem. You're probably a lesbian. I enjoy it, and I'm excited, but I just can't get there. What could be the reason I'm going to bring myself to orgasm, but a partner can't? I mean,
my advice: bar the 9.5 inch from the 55-year-old husband.
Take yourself out to a nice little sex shop. Get yourself some motorized version of a cock. And then
go home, light some candles.
Fake it, and when he leaves the house, just do it yourself. I don't know.
I say start dating
black somebody
guys.
Start
it?
Dating number 7?
Yeah, I say make number 7 a black guy.
Yeah.
Date somebody from the stronger race.
From the stronger race?
I'm talking in the pants.
I mean, don't get into a serious relationship with him because he's inevitably going to be in prison. But like,
yeah, he'll probably leave you with children.
He'll fucking make you come, I hear.
Neither one of you could afford.
Nah.
Yeah, but I would say date a black guy, lady. Like, that's really all you could do. I'm sorry.
Or pay for it.
Yeah.
Girls don't pay for it.
What do you mean girls don't pay for it? Of course girls pay for it.
Yeah, with like babies and AIDS and shit, but they don't pay for it, like money.
Like girls. You're definitely
wrong.
Well,
she's paid for it one way.
You're definitely wrong about that.
I bet you any one of these chicks can walk down to the fucking Double H over there and get what they need, all right?
I bet you.
She'll get some.
I bet you the strip clubs in Vegas go both ways. Like when
what do you mean?
I bet you there's strip clubs in Vegas where guys are fucking hanging down, swinging girls' faces.
I'm talking.
And I bet you for an extra 200, probably in Vegas it's probably like more like 5 to 750. You would fucking be able to fucking bang them.
Well, that's the kind of place that you can go and you can get one of those dudes that's like a pro at that.
Yeah,
like that's what his job is. Somehow these lucky men in America just
like 2,500.
It's not like
just
like a
get to like
punch dudes.
These
like,
chicks are paying
we're talking
way
like
back
primo
forward.
Money. I'm talking like spend a little extra. Couple hundy and you could fucking bang the stripper. That's the Vegas way.
Yeah, they're called whores.
Yeah.
I defer to you. You're the dirty birdie, after all.
What are you talking about?
I'm dirty birdie.
I'm reading this all from her story, bro.
Yo, it's just, I mean, there are some next level guys that you got to pay for it, but like they're all like these like professional men of mystery that you can't just walk into any place and just be like, yo.
No, they find you. That's the I agree.
Yeah. Girls, housewives. Housewives ain't getting it.
No, like, they come out of the shadows. They hunt.
Like Bill Gates' wife.
They're predators. Oh, definitely.
Like she's probably got one.
She's got one on the slide. It's probably the pool boy.
Those mob wives. Those bitches got the fucking.
Oh yeah, those hookups. Young dumb.
Did you see that one of those girls look like she looks like a fucking monster with the huge
the
fucking
tranny
lips.
Looking.
Yeah.
One?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, she's the worst.
My girl was watching. I walked in. I was like, yo, who's this dude?
She looks like an old boxer.
She can get the fuck up.
You know what this girl looks like? She looks like Lenny from baseball. Like, but taller.
Uncle Lenny. Yes, she Uncle does Lenny. Look like Uncle Lenny. She looks like Uncle Lenny if he was a professional boxer and lost most of his career.
Yeah.
Like an old school boxer where they didn't have rounds. They just, you fought till you fell down.
She looks like she fucking went a 14 rounds of the ugly.
It was in a
decision, though. She went the distance. All right, like just like Rocky.
Nah, she went 14 rounds and got knocked the fuck out in the last round, bro. We put the fucking whop into it. It was all she could take.
Hit her up with that shit.
All right, so we got Brenda writing here. I am 30, almost 31.
Thanks a lot for that.
What?
She's like, not you, her.
Oh. Like outed her.
Like that fucking changes the answer to the question.
All the Brendas in the world might be listening to this are freaking out.
You might know this chick.
30. You almost 31? Hold on to what you got, you old bitch.
Question answered.
That's what she's throwing in there.
Pretty much.
All right.
Like, I don't care if you're almost 31. You're either 30 or 31. I don't give a shit.
She married 9-year-old, 4-year-old son.
30 and a half.
They got married right out of high school. That's your first problem. Fucking should have waited. Sometimes my husband's attention could be a little overwhelming. He tells me that he's lucky that I have Pam Anderson boobs and Jennifer Lopez butt. It sounds like...
That sounds awesome.
This sounds gross.
What is going to happen?
What's
here?
The problem here?
What is the problem?
She's living in fantasy land.
My problem is that except when I'm at work at my part-time job, my husband asked me not to wear a bra.
What is...
We're talking about nights, weekends, vacation, at home, in public. I love my husband. I adore him. Nothing gets him hotter than the way I bounce slightly in a fairly low-cut dress.
I don't see any problem here.
In addition to intercourse, he loves to come by rubbing himself on my chest.
Titties, you mean?
I love that shit. Yo,
this guy is living it up.
Yeah.
He got his woman to run around town without a bra on.
I think
he's rocking half staff all day long. He's rocking half-mast all day long.
She got the big old Pam Anderson titties. I mean,
and a J-Lo butt. How does he get both of those?
This girl.
Why are you writing
first
her?
First
what
of
is
all,
problem?
Finish
What's
it out.
Problem?
I don't see the problem.
I don't know what the problem is yet.
Fuck, man. Shit. So he likes to finish himself by coming up. He likes to come on my boobs.
Awesome.
We'll call it the money shot.
I've been concerned that the lack of support will cause my tits to sag. Nah, lady.
No.
Fortunately, I've seen no evidence of that. As nature has been kind, that I'm still very perky.
That's awesome.
Jesus Christ.
This is like fiction, bro.
This sounds this like erotic like, fiction. This.
Yeah. I'm going
this
to have,
old this bitch, saggy like, titties, I bet you.
Yeah, still, I'm going to have a hard time explaining to my daughter in a short while why she should wear a bra when mommy does not. Also, I will get an occasional dirty look from a woman at the grocery store or have the popcorn boy at the movies staring at me. What is my husband's turn on with this? What
He's
category
a dude.
Does this
Which
fall
his
into?
Turn on?
Being a dude.
He has a penis.
This category is... Yo,
he likes boobs and a fat ass.
Yeah. Leave the poor popcorn boy alone. Let him stare at your fucking titties, all right?
Let him something to think about later.
Yeah. He makes less than it costs to go to a movie an hour, all right? Fucking let him stare at your titties.
At least
titties.
He can do
He's
that.
He's making popcorn.
You don't even tip the poor guy. Like, pop a tit out every once
tip.
In a while. Give
that's the tip right
show
there.
Show him a tit.
Just let him put the tip in.
Motorboat.
Just the tip.
Show a tit.
Just pull a tit out.
Just a tip in that fat J-Lo button.
Like, what is wrong with this? Yo,
nothing wrong with this. What category is it falling to? People are fucking nuts.
He's not gay? Yeah. Every guy on the planet?
Your husband's obsessed with your fucking nice titties, and apparently you're a liar because everything you said sounds fishy to me. All right. I think maybe she is that hot. She just wants to talk about it, like, you know, publicly. Like, you know, I got these great tits. I don't sag. You know, people are looking at him always. My husband, he's totally into me.
He wrote this. That's probably what that really is. like, or some fucking sick old man.
What guy would write that? What guy would write and be like, "Listen, my girlfriend's boobs"?
Because this guy wants to figure out what this is called.
And I like, guys, I'm having a hard time. The
question is, what is my husband's turn on with this? What category does this fall into? This is the guy. He wants to know. He probably has no friends. There's nobody there to support him and be like, "You got a hot fucking wife."
He's living on a farm. He's living on a farm somewhere, jerking off. What category does this fall? Tits and ass.
This falls into this bitch needs to get the internet and look at a porno once in a while, because I mean that's just the way you got to put it sometimes, you know? Like,
I mean, yeah, it sounds like she might be in some pornos, bro. Jennifer
Lopez. Probably look that up.
I mean, that's, sometimes that's just pure concentrated evil, and the only cure is some fat titties. Like, really?
Yeah, seriously, Brenda from fucking, where is she from?
From Fantasyland.
Brenda, from Long Island. That's great.
Oh, what a coincidence!
Brenda, big titties. We'll call you.
We'll find you.
We will reference you again, Brenda, my love.
Nice. You should come down to the studio.
I think Doc's the one who wrote that. Actually, he just wanted to get a rise out of everybody.
He just wanted to say that out loud.
He just wanted to have a reason to be like, "Oh, I don't."
He didn't
he's still got perky ass tits.
Every one of these.
I've got this obsession. Every
one of these questions.
Big tits and a
real
fat ass.
Every one of these questions came from the email from a listener. Like, they're probably listening right now, Brenda. If you're listening, come show us your big titties.
That J-Lo booty.
I mean, yeah. Right.
I felt there wasn't enough about that.
We totally. Yeah.
I mean,
we might have really skipped over the J-Lo booty.
We did.
You know, we actually skipped over her actual questions. Like, what should I tell my daughter? Like,
I love the, booty. That. I mean, I don't care what you tell your daughter.
She should tell her daughter.
Your daughter's blessed.
You should.
Your daughter's
great.
Your daughter is on Easy Street for the rest of
your
life.
Tell your daughter not to wear a bra, just like mommy, and she'll be the popular girl in high school.
Look your daughter straight in the eyes and just say, "You're welcome."
Straight A's. Straight A's. Every test,
one
straight A's.
One day, all this will be yours.
Like, give her one of those little sleazy pencil dresses and be like,
I mean,
this
junior year might be a little rough. Freshman year, sophomore year, straight A's. No problem.
She'll be all right.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
Or her mom will come in, you know, parent teacher day.
Exactly.
Cure all that shit.
Exactly. She'll be getting straight A's all throughout fucking her life because all her mom's got to do is come in one of those dresses.
Yeah. Like, and she doesn't wear, she's already not wearing the bra.
And either
who else is she getting with that? Everybody, including the popcorn boy.
Yeah, hell yeah. She probably gets free popcorn.
Yeah, he's probably like, "Oh, sweet tits." Right. Back.
Probably hands it to her and drops it all in titties.
Sweet tits.
Oh, sweet tits is back.
I'll give you extra butter.
Butter me up.
All right, so
makes the popcorn boy retard strong and sex crazy.
Yeah, so basically our advice for her daughter is fucking thank you, mom, because you're probably going to be blessed with a sweet body as well when you're
that
no longer.
That is a sweet body.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's on your dad's side.
Yeah. Your dad's probably limp dick. Although it doesn't sound like it. Actually, this is probably fucking a guy who's not limp dick. This is a guy who sounds like he's got his shit together. He's got his woman wearing no bra. Fucking low-cut dress.
Look at life, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's like, wait. We're going out to dinner to a fancy restaurant? You're going to wear a bra? What are you, stupid?
What do you think her part-time job is? I'm saying Hooters or stripper.
Yeah, part-time job is stripper.
She probably sells jewelry at Macy's. I don't know. Some fucking stupid
some
shit.
Stupid.
Her part-time job is Friday and Saturday night at fucking Wild Willie's.
Software pornos.
She comes home, starts talking about her day about selling retarded jewelry, and her husband's just like, "Just take your fucking bra off."
you're still talking?
Yeah. All right. So we go from an awesome little paragraph to an awful email.
Oh,
Whoever wrote this is just, you're just awful.
I've already pinpointed a word I don't like.
Oh, that took you that long? We already went through a page.
Is it in the first sentence?
It's definitely the first sentence. It's towards the end of the first sentence, yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
I'd have to draw a line somewhere, and that might be it.
Is it being used as a verb or an adjective? What the fuck?
I don't know.
All right, so read.
This is from LaRonda and Hempstead.
Well, she's obviously black. No, because, you know, she's from Hempstead.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Is there another way to wash the female vagina, or is douching the only way? I'm not sure if I've heard this correctly, but I thought I heard that a woman could wash out the inside of her vagina with a finger and water when she's taking a shower. She could use one finger to wash out her vagina in a circular motion like you're washing out a cup.
It sounds like you're just getting off in the shower, lady.
Like you watch.
Yeah, I think she's just finger banging herself in the shower, and
her family's
she's
just like
in
trying to justify his douching.
Her family sits outside the bathroom and is like, "Yo, someone's boot stuck in mud in there. What the fuck is going on?"
Nope, just douching.
Just washing my pussy.
Washing out my
poon.
Washing
Mind
out
your
my
business.
Washing out my gapest fucking hole over here.
Just fucking like cleaning my clam.
Cleaning my
back
clam.
Back the fuck up.
Yeah, what you really got to do is get a sponge up in there. You get a sponge.
Are you an expert on that? I have no comment when it comes to
douche. Oh, it gets better. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, we're not even done. Is this true or false? Obviously,
true
it's false.
True false. I say false. I say true.
True.
True. I bet you LaRon had a problem douching.
What if you got a douching addiction?
Good lather. I've never washed a pussy, to tell you the truth.
I haven't. I
don't know if
I've never given it a good scrubbing.
I've not
like,
gotten down dirty in there.
I've done foul things in you around. Done
I've given it a tongue lashing once in a while, but I've never.
You've done the opposite of cleaning it.
Oh, yeah.
You got it dirtier?
He dirties it up.
I've dirtied it up many foul fucking things up.
You got to read the next sentence. Don't get real dirty.
Ken knocked the dust in that pussy, bro.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Just keep
hold on.
Wait, hold on. You thought it was dirty.
True or false? So we say
I'm
going to
say false.
Lately, my girlfriend has been having a bad smell when I go down to do oral sex on
her. Well, hold on. Let's hold on. Hold on right there. So wait, that wasn't a chick that whole time?
Oh, it's a chick. They're lesbos.
I bet you it's full bush.
It's too
That's lesb. Why, bitch. Fucking
like a hair diaper.
Get a fucking hair diaper.
Hair diaper?
Go to fucking...
Where do they sell those?
Go get yourself some good Koreans and go wax that shit off. And then you want to worry about douching.
I was just a little confused on who was telling the story.
I'm also wondering, is the smell from inside her vagina or from the outside? She tells
depends
me
on what filthy shit you're doing up there.
We
that
go
might be
on
your
date.
Asshole.
It's all that scissoring.
Wait.
This is awesome. She tells me that before she goes on a date, she washes the outside really well. But by the end of the night, when we have sex, her vagina has the bad odor.
I think it's you, bud.
She likes to drink before having sex, so she urinates a lot during the night before having sex. Because that also causes a smell. I guess this is a two-part question. How to wash and what causes the smell?
Does she eat a lot of asparagus or some shit like that?
It's sad. Then just watch her diet, bro.
I think the smell is your upper lip, kid.
Fuck her foul vagina, bro.
She might just have a dirty asshole.
But why is he asking the question?
But is it like an ass smell?
He's asking how to wash.
We don't know. It just smells bad. It might be the asshole. It's a real, like, she doesn't wipe.
It could just be the asshole. He might not know assholes from elbows.
Exactly.
So you're saying you've had some chicks with some stinky.
No, I'm just saying. It's right next door. It might get a little.
Stinky cornhole.
Wait. Don't try to just lick out of the stinky cornhole.
Lick the stinky cornhole?
Stinky cornholes. We'll stop at the stinky cornhole right here, my friend.
Well, Greg used to date an aggressive biker.
Yeah.
And she used to
He was a cyclist.
She used to like a finisher.
With an affinity for Mexican food.
Yes, a Chipotle connoisseur. She biked to all the Chipotles on the East Coast.
She used to just keep it in there like cloud. She doesn't escape.
On Sunday morning, she's like going a 2-hour bike ride and then have a meet him out. So.
She'd shoot off turns like a rocket ship.
Sunday brunch.
You look like a NASA fucking... Oh, man. So I'm going to say that you should find a girlfriend without a smelly puss.
But why is he asking how to, though?
No, it's a her. It's she.
Is it? Who is asking that? I'm confused.
Part two, what causes
this
the smell?
This girl's asking why her girlfriend's pussy smells.
Oh, so it's, we're two chicks?
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to ask Dr. Bull Sussman.
What's your take on
why
this?
Why does pussy smell?
Why does pussy smell?
Yeah.
Why?
What causes it to smell?
Long bike rides, I find.
Like,
I am...
After a long day of work, my balls are definitely kind of fucking stanky.
Oh, they're soapy.
Like my balls get a little sweat going on the balls, and they probably stink.
Swamp ass
get a little
action.
Funk going.
Well, I mean,
it's the dirt.
Musk.
It's the areas that don't see the sun.
Yeah, but exactly. Like, if you're gonna tell me that like you're washing, going on a date, and then
you're telling them that up front though,
stinking afterwards, like I'm gonna say that you have a medical problem.
Wipe front to back.
Stinky
I don't know.
That
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, is it like a tuna smell or is it like a dumpster smell? Like, what's going on?
It sounds like a dumpster smell.
I think some of these people need to be more descriptive.
Yeah, be a little more specific. I want to know.
It's stinky pussy. Like,
does it smell like dirty fish?
It's dirty butthole.
It smells like seat sweat.
Like that could be what you're doing.
It smells like sitting down on a cushion on a hot day. Getting up and you're like, ugh.
Smells like waiting online at Six Flags.
Ooh, a busy day.
Could you be mistaken the sweet smells of pussy for a stinky foul odor? Maybe you're gay. I don't know.
Are you talking to her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's looking right at you.
He's like,
maybe,
staring
yeah.
him dead in the eye.
Have you ever thought about it?
What?
The wang.
The wang? You know, a couple of questions ago, I thought about the wang on this girl's back. I kind of wanted to see the tattoo and the tattoo it depicted. Like, you know,
we need pictures. Yeah, we really need pictures to go along.
This is fucking 2013.
I'll upload a JPEG, bitches.
Do you want me to fucking draw you one?
I don't want your crude drawing of a fucking dick.
All right, so... Dr. Duke, I'm 16 and engaged to a wonderful person. Whoa. He's 22 so. And our sex life is amazing, but I only have an orgasm if I'm on top. I had an orgasm the other day through foreplay, but that was because we had a porn movie on. What should I do? Watch more porn.
Done.
Closed.
Done.
I like a visual woman. Like, yeah. You know, usually girls are all, like, we'll ride emotional the top. And shit.
Get on top, fucking move your hips.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
but did I read this right? Is it
16-22?
16-22. Hold on a minute.
You're dating a pedophile.
That's hold illegal on a in some states.
Little Leslie from Patchogue.
Little Leslie from Patchogue.
I'm pretty sure we have some police officers on the way to your house right now from...
Chris Hansen action.
Yeah, actually, yeah. No, they're tracking you down. They're gonna come and arrest this
I fucking book it to the Indian reservation if I was you. Hide in a teepee.
Yeah, try to get to Mexico.
I don't understand what the problem is with this, though. What was the question?
Like, what should you can't
what,
have?
What should I do?
She can't have an orgasm when her boyfriend rides her from the top.
Oh no!
But when she gets hers. No. But when she climbs on top of him, they both come. Like it sounds like you should ride the top a little more, sweetheart.
Things could be worse. She could. I mean, he could have to wear, you know, 9.5 dildo to
Yeah, she could be worrying about a half inch of girth, you know? Yeah,
like, it could be like this 30-year-old slut from the fucking the other question where she
that's probably
shit.
Her. That's probably her mom, and then the 31-year-old slut's mom is the 55-year-old slut with the fucking huge banger.
Yeah, big problems in that family.
Is that the street name for it? The huge banger?
Yeah, that's what we call it. All right, so we're gonna move on out of the sex questions for right now.
Really? Because the next one I see is pretty sexual.
No, we're going to move out of the sex questions, get your minds out of the gutter, and we're going to go to, you know, some more self-help questions, everyday life. So
yeah, honestly, it was enough of that. Yeah, it got a little raunchy.
You lost me at stinky vagina.
talking about stinky cornhole. Yeah, lost my train of thought.
That was we talked. How long was that? We talked about what? Half hour about pussy.
30-something minutes.
30-something minutes about
dirty, stinky, literally dirty pussy. Badges. You asked me just as I close the fucking window.
we talked about 30-something minutes about fucking huge banger fucking dildos. Strap-ons and
dirty pussy.
No, we learned tonight that 55-year-old guy was taking fucking. I don't even know how big dildos.
Yeah, they didn't mention that in that. That was
his poop shoot.
Oh yeah, he was definitely getting rocked.
He was getting
rocked like a hurricane.
Like is he bisexual now?
Him?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's worse.
That's like that's one step.
Especially
away.
If you're bisexual, you're bisexual. Yeah. I was like, throw something up my ass, please, like.
Maybe he's just one of those guys that likes to, you know?
I'm gonna share a story with you guys now. We're on the fucking podcast. I feel like I got to be honest. So an ex-girlfriend hits me up like a couple weeks ago, and I'd only seen the girl like probably a couple times. So she hits me up. We're talking, and she starts like telling me that like the day after she stopped talking to me, like she was seeing this other guy, but he turned out to be a creep. So I was like, a creep how?
A creep? No way.
Yeah, she used the word creep. So it immediately perked my ears. I was like, a creep how? So she's like, I don't know, like it got weird when we started hooking up. Like, well, first he asked if I wanted to toss his salad, and then
that's what you lead with.
That's what he leads with.
Got to work up.
That's some confidence.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Jim. Yo, you want to toss my salad?
And then when she said no, he was like, well, do you at least want to finger bang me?
That's his backup.
She should have started with the finger banging.
Lead with the finger bang.
But he called it a finger bang, like. He
Who
said, do you
that?
Want to finger bang me?
What else would you call it?
I would say, do you want to stick one up my pooper? Like,
you want to slip one in there for good luck?
No, I couldn't even say that to somebody.
What are you propositioning a kid of Chuck E. Cheese with that shit? Fucking no, you stick one up my pooper?
Yo, I couldn't proposition that in like a serious way. That's just like a foul act.
I have no desire for that, but I just like.
I got to give it to him for just coming out and saying it like that.
Yeah, right?
I mean, was it a test? Was he
that's
fucking
some balls.
It?
No, he was looking for it, because that's what I asked. I was like, was he fucking with you?
Because that'd be funny.
She's like, nah, he wanted me to eat his ass.
That's a off-menu item.
He just came right.
That's just, I don't even know.
He just came right out.
I mean, I imagine that feels similar to a bidet. You guys ever use one of those things?
No. Who has a tongue like a bidet? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like similar feelings. Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're wrapping up at
a bidet.
I don't know. I've never known about tossing salad. So.
I think a bidet.
I think a bidet feels more like a fucking garden hose or a fucking super soaker.
A bidet feels lovely. Let's get that out of the way. Feels lovely. It's like, I don't even know, because it fucking is not like any kind of object. It's fucking water.
Yeah.
It takes the shape of your poop hole. Clears that right out.
I mean, it's kind of
like a geyser.
Maybe like getting like a high colonic.
No,
explain.
They stick a tube up
there. You know what the high colonic is?
High colonic, they stick a tube up there. Bidet, you don't stick no tube up there. It's just a stream of water.
He's sticking something up there.
I'm not there.
It's not fucking Europe. I never had a bidet in my life. But
the point I'm making is I never tossed salad, so does it knock it?
I'm not going to knock it. I just can't lead with it.
No, of course. I'm just saying. It's ballsy to come out and just say that. Like, hi, my name's Jim. You know, I like long walks on the beach and like my asshole ram. Like,
yeah, I mean.
That's how you started off.
Would you like to tongue punch my fart box later?
I mean, obviously, I think they were getting hot and heavy as he asked her that, but like.
Oh, put it in my butt.
Oh, so they were already getting heavy.
It wasn't like
they were just like at the bar or something. They just met her.
No, she's just going down on him, and he's like, "Oh, keep going."
They were like,
"Keep going, dating."
A little lower.
Go around back. Make a left.
A little more on the other side.
A little more. Keep going.
Hold on, let me flip over. It'll be easier.
On the stench.
Hold on. Here's my asshole.
You get a running start.
Like, that's on the menu for me, man. Like, I'll fiddle around back there, but, like, I don't want nothing in reciprocation.
You want your ass licked?
No, I don't want my ass licked. Fuck no. That's weird. But, like.
Well, don't knock it till you try. Come on.
No.
You're a dirty motherfucker.
You are a dirty motherfucker. I'm surprised by this.
My motto is I will try almost anything once.
It might have been him. You might have been the guy.
Oh, no. It wasn't me.
Just go around to Brown Town, all right?
Dude, that chick was super into me. She would have licked my ass if I told her to.
But would she be telling that same conversation with some other dude?
Creep was trying to.
Just cornhole this dude.
It would have went slightly different. She would have said,
I ate this creep's asshole.
Exactly. She would have said, I ate my ex-boyfriend's asshole.
I just met the best guy, and I would definitely eat his ass. Like, that's how girls, I imagine, start their conversation.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
She would be so just overwhelmed, she'd have to talk about it.
I probably would have had to lead up there with something good, like, but yeah, I probably could have got my eight.
Now, what do you eat?
How do you know what's happening?
Or are you just going normal day?
I think you got to prepare
with
like some
mad wipes. You got to massage a situation and just talk about your all green diet first and, like, you know,
high fiber.
With you.
Yeah, like how well.
High fiber, lots of fiber.
Lots of apple juice.
I'm a great wiper.
Colonics.
I have a bidet.
I own a bidet. I'm one of the few Americans that actually have bothered to have a bidet. I don't miss anything back there. I just want to tell you that, sweetheart. And neither will you.
So feel free.
All right. This next one.
We're done with that? We're done with sex now?
Yeah, I think we're done with sex, right?
Never.
No, you don't want to give some relationship
I'm interested to see what the people want to hear.
It's on you, doctor.
Yeah, this
is just the most random assortment of
good
questions.
Good ones out here. Let's get on with it. All right. So, dear Doc Duke, my best friend is slitting her wrists.
I need new friends. And a statement.
Can I party with you guys?
My friend's slitting her wrists. She's kind of a downer. What do you
think I do?
I know she doesn't want to end her life. But whatever she has, a bad day at school or problems at home, she cuts herself. The last time she did this, I threatened to tell her parents, but she pleaded with me to keep quiet and promised she would never do it again. We're both 14. Wow. Oh, she's my best friend, and I want to be happy and healthy. What can I do to help her?
Forget about her and get her a box of raises.
You should tell her that it is no longer 1990, and the popular way to kill yourself it's through prescription drugs.
Nice and slow.
Here's what you do. You put the money out on when she's going to off herself around school.
Get a pool going.
Get a good pool going. And when it's your day, you fucking don't not be your friend anymore. And you leave her a whole bunch of assortment of things like hang yourself and cut yourself up. So at least once you lose that particular friend, you gain a couple bucks and you can forget about that shit easier.
Well, yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. Exactly. Thank you. We'll all move right on. Dear Doc, my husband and I have been married for 18 years. We have two fine children. 5 years ago, my husband had an affair. Ooh, I was devastated when I learned about it, but I did forgive him, first problem.
Was he trapped in a closet?
Nope. Next line. He promised to never see the woman again, and he has kept his word. Here's my problem, Doc. The woman has kept in close touch with my in-laws for the past 5 years. Cut those bitches loose. My mother-in-law is well aware that this is very upsetting to me, but she continues to be friendly with the homewrecker. Even my husband asked her to stop seeing the woman, but she continues to be chummy. We have moved away to Florida to get partly away from the unpleasant situation, and believe it or not, this woman had the gall to move to the same small town.
What?
My nerves are completely shot. I'm beginning to develop health problems over this. Can you help me?
It's called getting a gun.
Yeah.
Does the other
it's called smoking
take her
some weed
out. Is the other
oh,
woman,
you mean, all
right. Does the other woman have a
go to comrade. I jumped right for violence.
That escalated quickly.
I'm going to say that you should, you know, have a couple of fucking doobies at night, and you won't even think about this lady.
Does the other woman have a dick tattoo on her back?
Hold on. Hold on.
The girlfriend with the smelly vagina.
Can you help me? This slut has a dirty dick tattoo. It says right her name
in the fine
and
print,
slut.
P.S.
Yeah, we're talking about the same women.
Well, you'll be happy to know that her daughter fucking saw that shit. <She's>
Don't worry. Hey. We're solving two things here. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know.
We're getting two birds stoned at once.
Yeah, well, anyway, this guy must keep his game strong to get that bitch that twisted.
Seriously, though, like, I thought, if you got caught cheating these days, it's pretty much one and done. With, like, internet dating and fucking, you know, all that shit, everyone's getting divorced.
I mean,
got nothing to
be scared of.
It's
the name getting married.
Yeah.
This guy's
why get married when you can get divorced?
This guy's got an ironclad prenup.
Me? Yeah, I got a tattooed on me.
It's got a big cock on it.
It's got a swan. It's my signature. Dude, that is my new signature.
It's going to be a dick. It's going to draw a dick. That's going to be
the
word slut under it.
Yeah, that's legal. That's legal. I'm telling you, that's legal.
Oh, yeah. This is
Dr. Duke over here. What should this lady do?
This lady should fucking meet up with the fucking couple with the huge dildo and the other chick that can't get off, and they should have a sex party.
Yeah, basically.
And
she
should get back at her husband, and if she fits the bill, you know, one of the guys here will give her the pole.
I kind of want to meet the husband just because of the fact that, I mean, this guy's game's airtight.
He's keeping it. He's keeping it.
She's like, I can't even be.
He's obviously getting it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you he doesn't use a strap-on on his wife.
Is she 100% positive he stopped seeing her? Because
I don't think so.
His mom won't let her go.
Unless something's going on with the mother and the ex there.
It doesn't sound like he stopped seeing her.
Nah.
It sounds like she's very much in his life.
Yeah, he got that on Smash. He brought it with him.
Oh,
moved,
yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's his gumar. If you don't know what that is that's his hoe on the side. That's his side pussy.
Like,
it's a side bang.
Bull Sussman has fucked with some crazy women. Like, have you ever had anything like this, man?
Not where they followed me across the country and
But, like, what about, like, when they wouldn't leave you alone?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Fatal Attraction type of stuff.
And how do you give them the boot to that?
Cut them off. Just cut them off.
You like cut them. Band-aid?
Cut them.
What happens when you're drunk at night and you get that booty call, though?
You take it.
Depends on how drunk.
Depends on how proud you want to feel.
You have that airtight prenup?
It depends on if I have Hot Pockets.
Depends if you have Hot Pockets.
Is there, like, a story behind the Hot Pockets that with the sexual thing?
I just love Hot Pockets and titties.
One day he was just like, all right, guys, I'm out of here. I'm going to go home and get some Hot Pockets.
Matt's bar drunk.
Put my face in some titties. See ya.
And his girlfriend confirmed the story. She's like, Greg loves coming home drunk and having Hot Pockets and titties.
Some doors.
Man goes to bed happy.
You know, like... Like Kenny's ex-girlfriend's a friend there. You know, some dudes like getting their salad tossed. I love my Hot Pockets and titties.
He likes to have a warm meal.
Each their own.
And some soft titties in his face. Well, I don't think we should skip over the fact that Greg's got a girlfriend with big old fake titties.
She had fake titties?
Yep.
Nice.
Gorgeous.
How big are these titties you talking? were they already big before she got them done? Or were they like little itty-bitty titties and then
For the listeners, Greg was showing two full handfuls.
Like grapefruits? Are we talking like melons?
I kind of met her right after him, so I lucked out. I just got the full-on titty experience.
You didn't know her before she had little boobies?
No. That was like right after. I showed up to Brian.
Weren't you a little girl tits? You didn't know her then?
You fucking, she didn't ever had a camera or something like that? She, a yearbook picture or something?
Right, destroyed all the evidence.
Bull Sussman refuses to see pictures of small titties.
Yeah.
So get these, not his game plan.
Get these itty bitty titties fresh, out of my face.
Like, fresh titties and fresh hot pockets. That's how I roll.
Greg, look at this picture of me before I met you. He's like, no.
Burn it.
Get that out of here. Get your stupid shit out of here.
Photo book right in the fire.
He runs a tight ship over there.
Here's me as a baby. Get this shit out of here.
Show me those fake ones.
Fucking. Give me a hot pocket.
Give me a hot pocket.
A meatball hot pocket, bitch.
The cool thing about Greg's girlfriend is she'll sit there and cook for us as we make these jokes at her.
Cook hot pockets?
She cooks better.
She'll much better than that.
She'll make homemade hot pockets.
Homemade hot pocket. That's the next level.
She probably could.
Fresh hot pockets.
They'd probably be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Here's a good one. Dear Doc and friends, my wife of 6 years was recently arrested for wire fraud.
What the fuck is wire fraud?
Involving
people still wire money?
Unemployment benefits.
I thought she was stealing like copper wires or some shit like that.
She's selling them off as real
wires. I didn't
even
know you could like wire money at this point in like time.
That's an epidemic. People stealing wires from your house.
She's selling fake copper wires, telling people they're real copper wires.
She's making a killing.
It's wire fraud. She was receiving money when she should not have been. I knew she applied for benefits when she was laid off. However, I was not aware she was falsifying documents in order to receive the benefits. I feel hurt, betrayed, offended. I am a retired law enforcement officer and currently an independent investigator. Our relationship has been on the rocks for some time.
That was like a Samantha Branch song, bro.
Oh man, how do I handle this mess? I'm gonna say first of all,
I hope you had a prenup.
And if you had a prenup, I would say that you have a new case right now. You
I would think of another career because obviously you suck as an investigator.
No, I would call the unemployment office.
No, I think he knows. He's just not reporting it yet.
Yeah, I would file for divorce, call the unemployment office, be like, listen, I'll take the case against this chick.
That's probably illegal.
I got it. No.
He probably can't go after
her. As soon as I get divorced, he can.
Oh, yeah. Probably, definitely.
I mean, someone's got to fucking recoup all that copper wiring.
This house is without copper wiring.
Like, what did he think the buildup of copper wire in his basement was about? Where was it coming from?
She had all these gigantic forearms and carrying that shit around everywhere.
Well, she made good use of those medical benefits.
She sold her mid-sized sedan for a pickup truck.
All in copper.
She's like, no, don't worry. We need this.
It's like, baby, why the fuck did you get a Ford F-150?
Groceries.
Baby, what are you doing with all those pennies?
Melting them down.
Making counterfeit pennies.
It's not pennies. It's what are you doing with all that fucking copper paint?
Well, that's an interesting story right there.
How do you handle this mess? I would say that as a retired law enforcement officer, you should probably have a weapon. Just kill the bitch. You know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Take care of it.
And if not, pay a guy.
Yeah, you got to pistol whip him.
That's what they're talking about.
All right, so now we have Dear Doc, before my daughter turned 18, she filed the court's visitation specifics as her brother did.
What the fuck?
This bitch is in jail.
Now she
that's what they're telling me, right?
No. Now she's 18. She doesn't call or come over. She won't answer phone calls, so I text her. She'll respond with one-word answers, yes, no, maybe. It doesn't bother me that she chooses to live this way. She's an adult. I sent her money for her birthday. She didn't acknowledge it. If I text her invitations, I still don't hear from her. She doesn't go to college. She doesn't drive. She doesn't have a job. Lives off her enabling mother. According to her brother, she plays video games all night and sleeps all day. After her birthday silence, should I continue sending her money for occasions?
Cut that bitch off.
What?
Lack of respect makes me think not, but my love for her says I should. Is there a lesson to be taught? Or do I continue dropping a check in the mail twice a year? The money's insignificant.
Drop her.
Learning respect, I believe, is more important.
The money that you were going to spend on her birthday, you buy a center punch, and you fucking knock out her car window and take her radio and recoup some losses.
Yo, fucking, Yo, that's exactly. You should have hit her more when she was a kid. Like you should.
You were a bad dad.
Yeah, awful.
Exactly. You should not. You should stop blaming your daughter for your bad parenting skills.
Oh, is it? I didn't even realize. But it is in Michigan, and they do lead the fucking nation in fucking car robberies. So,
yeah. Mr. Dad in Michigan, why don't you come down to fucking New York and we'll stop your head in for being such a bad dad? You fucking jerk off.
Yeah, right.
We got no fucking patience for that.
Mm-mm. No, we don't tolerate bad parents on this show. No, not one bit. Fucking get your kids in line. I don't want to see them crying at the grocery store anymore.
I don't want to
see them talking at a turn either.
Yeah, they talk at a turn. First of all, we're going to get into parenting today. Let's talk about kids on leashes.
Oh, kid on a leash.
Why do you have your kid on a leash?
Oh, man.
I would have my kid on a leash. Why don't I would love his look on his stupid face when I walked him around with a leash.
No, if you had your kid on a leash, you're just fucking supporting poor listening skills. You're like, that's what you do to dogs. You're like, oh, you're not going to listen to me?
Yeah, Cesar Milan's got his shit on lock,
collar or something.
I wonder if he's a kid whisperer. Or is that just called a person?
He's treating him like a dog. You see that episode of South Park, bro?
You're going to have a 30-year-old son living in your basement.
only grunts.
30 plates on his fucking bed, fucking playing video games all
no
day.
No way. If I treat him like a dog, I'll fucking slap him on the nose of the newspaper and throw him outside.
You probably named him Pete. You probably named him Pete. That's what I'm saying, though. You're fucking enabling your kids to just do nothing.
No way.
It's not a good look.
Yeah. That's the beginning.
What, the leash?
Yeah, the leash. You should,
now, the leash is for kids, a hot day at Six Flags when your balls are sweating like a motherfucker.
Keep my right to your belt.
Tie him off over there. How do you got to go to the bathroom. Tie him on a post.
How do you feel if he walks around with my pocket?
That's fine.
Like in jail.
Yeah, he's learning.
Hold my pocket.
He's learning because your kid's going to be a bitch just like his father. Damn. All right. I have a friend who recently remarried. He always said that he and his late wife worked for what should have been... Whoa. What he and his wife worked for should...
Well, you want to take a timeout?
Yeah, I'm fucking right. Stoned as fuck, man.
You want me to get this one?
Yeah, if you don't mind being curious in Kansas City.
All right. I have a dear friend who recently remarried. He has always said that what he and his late wife worked for should go to their children. However, I have just learned that his prenup wasn't signed until after their marriage. Also, it was drawn up by an accountant, not a lawyer. I mean, that's fucking pretty rough. I always thought that a prenup was an agreement to specific conditions before marriage. Am I right? And is a prenup valid if it is signed after the wedding?
Your friend got duped. Big time. Well,
look, I think this lawyer accountant guy is fucking that chick.
Is Kenny Scally. That's who it is. This is the one he wrote.
Shit.
He's laying the pipe.
I didn't write this. The person obviously knows me. Used my services. I'm both an accountant and a lawyer. It's possible, lady. Just shut your goddamn trap. It's a valid fucking agreement.
What's at stake here?
It was written on
doesn't have to be signed. Listen, the prenup does not have to be signed before the wedding.
It has nothing to do with the purpose of it.
You can get a
prenup.
It's a prenuptial agreement, motherfucker. It's the whole essence of the word.
Right. But that's just the essence of it. You can sign a prenuptial agreement years into your wedding. You absolutely
can.
Are
you trying to sell us on this fact?
It is you. Isn't
someone should Google search that shit. I think you're wrong.
I'm a lawyer.
You're not a lawyer.
You're porking this dude's wife and this poor schmuck's at home thinking, you know what? I'm going to get away scot clean. Nope. All of a sudden, Kenny's living there.
They think I'm an accountant, too.
Excuse me, Mr. Scally. I know it's called a prenuptial agreement, but I can sign it after the fact? Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Yeah, you can. You can sign it anytime.
Yeah, sign it when we're done. Yeah. 250.
Yeah. It's the doc's banging this guy's wife.
And he also notarized it, too. It's a one-stop shop.
I'm going to say, I don't fucking know. Like, talk to your fucking accountant.
Just on the whole basis that it's called a prenuptial agreement, I'm going to have to say you have to sign that shit before you get married.
Like, I'm not going to Google this.
There's no backsies, man.
I don't care. There is backsies.
There's no backsies with you don't sign that prenup.
Yeah, all right. So, dear Abby.
Who's Abby?
Some fucking old slut. No, her name is Abby. Abby from fucking Bethpage.
Party giver.
She's a party giver.
Does that mean she's a hoe, like at a party? Like, what do you mean a party
favors?
Giver?
She sounds like
she gets party favors.
She gets drunk and bangs some party in the guest bedroom.
She sounds like she's having a good time. My 70th birthday is approaching.
Oh, she's having a great time.
And I'd like to give myself a party
party in my past.
I am a widow with no children.
Possibly my last party.
But I have many.
Going out with a bang.
I have many friends and a large family. And I'd like them to, I'd like to spend my birthday with them.
All I want for my birthday is someone a to fucking throw a party for me. 9-inch dildo that's 2.5 inches and circumference.
Oh, I got somebody for you. I know a guy. Inch.
This sounds absolutely awful. Wait, let me stop you right where you are, lady. Like, I'm planning a dinner party in a private dining room of a restaurant. That sounds like a snooze fest. Nobody wants to be invited to that.
Who the fuck's coming? She's 70. All
she has
are
no
dead.
Friends.
She's 70, man.
I'm sure she's got, like, fucking a sister who had some kids who now have grandkids, and they're, like, tied into the stupid bitch who won't let go, who never had a family of her own. And they're like, oh, my God, this fucking Abby, this fucking Bethpage is inviting us to a party.
I mean, what party would this stupid bitch have? If, like, she can get DJ fucking Lethal and get some MDMA in that shit with some glow sticks? No.
I know some people who
she
go to that.
She's a party giver.
I know a few
people who go to that.
Yeah, not a 7-year-old.
You know, you don't know. She wants to go out the one last bang.
What about Ed?
She's a widow.
Ed?
What about Ed?
Ed would definitely have his last party in that party. He would. He's an old guy we know that is a drug addict.
Oh, all right.
See?
Yeah, he tells stories. They're out there. He tells stories, and you're like thinking he's like 20, 25 years old in the story. He's like 56. He's like, this was five years ago.
He's a dirty old man.
He's the man.
I mean, if you invite Ed, he'd go. That would be his kind of party.
No, but I'm saying, like,
does sound like a snooze fest, though.
Whatever. Yeah, this sounds completely boring.
I mean, what kind of kind of meals we got going on for these old people?
Well, hold on.
Creme brulee or something?
Oh, creme brulee.
At my age,
I have everything I want. That's a bold fucking statement.
It is. Do you have a fucking 8x2 inch?
You obviously don't have friends. Why would you be writing? You don't have everything you want.
No.
So someone should give her a dust buster so she can get the dust out of her puss.
You're actually missing something that you really want is something to fill your time. So.
In her void.
Fill her pussy time.
Yeah.
Her pussy time.
Some of my guests will be younger people who need to spend their money for other things, and I don't want them buying gifts for me. Is it proper to give oneself a birthday party? How do I tell my guests not to bring gifts? Please answer soon. I want to start on my invitations.
Here's what you do. I got this one. Right. You don't tell anybody. You just invite them all out to dinner individually. Yeah. And all of a sudden, they just show up at this swanky-ass restaurant, and everyone's like, oh, fuck. Stacy's here? Oh, fuck that bitch. And then they're like, oh, man, it's Steve? He's a jerk-off. Yeah. And then you just ruined half your fucking party's night.
I'm
going to
say that most of these people won't even know it's your birthday.
If you have to plan your own party.
Hear from Abby? She wants to go out to dinner. That fucking crazy old bitch. She invited me to the same night.
Yeah, I'll get a free meal off her. Fuck it, I'm not getting her anything.
I mean, I wouldn't send out a black invitation for the simple fact that everyone will think you have died and just assume it and not open up the invitation.
Everyone shows up all black.
I'd avoid the color black in your invitations.
Wise words.
Yeah. Definitely stay away from pirate theme.
Because you're old as fuck.
Stay away from pirate-themed birthday parties.
As exciting as they sound.
Yeah.
They are pretty awesome.
You think Johnny Depp's kid gets a pirate-themed birthday party every year?
Yeah, he doesn't even like it anymore.
It's not even over. It's not even party. That's just how he walks around the house.
It's just real life.
He saunters around the house like that all day.
Him and Keith Richards.
Full pirate.
Oh, man.
You savvy?
Dear Doc, my daughter's boyfriend's making me crazy. He comes to my house and acts.
He's a making me crazy.
Crazy. Comes to my house and acts like he lives here. He opens the refrigerator, helps himself to whatever he wants. He drinks one soft drink after another, doesn't care that he's taking the last one. I don't want to be an old grouch, but I'm tired of going into the kitchen expecting to find tuna salad or lasagna I made myself, but finding nothing but a dirty dish. Yesterday,
he puts the dish back in. Cleans it out and hides it back in.
This kid's a class act. Yesterday, I bought 2 dozen cookies and a gallon of ice cream. This evening, I opened the freezer, and they were gone. My daughter won't say a thing to him about his nervy behavior. She reads your column every day. Maybe if she sees this, it will sink in. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's the question?
It sounds like give this relationship
like this
with your daughter.
Sounds like this guy's got
no
life.
No, give it 2 years.
That sounds like a fucking scumbag.
Mom too.
Yeah, he's gonna, he's going to get this shit on rap.
Hell yeah. Sounds like he runs a tight ship.
He's going to wrap that up.
Don't worry.
He probably hears his daughter get banged out, and then this guy saunter down to his kitchen, open up his last fucking Coke, eat all his lasagna slash fucking tuna, even though they don't go together.
Oh, no, this is a mom.
Fuck. Oh, the mom?
The mom, yeah.
Well, the mother, she probably hears all of her tuna fish lasagna getting eaten.
If there was a man in the situation, put yourself in that situation. You know,
beat
this
the
kid,
shit out of him.
Yeah, this kid's going to try to lay the pipe to your daughter in your house and then come down and eat my tuna salad.
Not happening.
Dude.
You thought wrong.
The next time you come down, I'm sawing your fucking hand off, bro.
It's getting buried in the backyard.
I'm not even going to bury it in the back. I'm going to give it to you to go home with.
I'm going to give it to you to wear around your neck.
Yeah, think about what you did. No, I'm going to have it mounted up in my house. I'm going to take your hand. I'm going to nail it to my wall. I'm going to nail it to my refrigerator door handle. Just so every time you come in, you know what the fuck the cost is. I think you should do something along those lines.
I put like, I don't know, like some enamel eating thing in my fucking tuna. Yeah. And then when I saw his fucking teeth all getting jacked up, I'd be like, well, now what did you learn? Don't be eating my tuna fish, motherfucker.
Yeah, maybe like some C4.
Nah, lay the lasagna.
Blow his fucking dome off.
Shock and shells.
I guess the doc's going for shock and awe.
Well, you're going for slow and painful over here. You're going to keep feeding him tuna. Let him destroy his mouth from the inside.
He learns a life
out.
Lesson, man. You don't need another man's tuna fish.
Yeah, well, he's got wooden teeth. He's got something to think about.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, George Washington had wooden teeth. Look what he became. So fucking go get yourself nice dentures and get the fuck out of my house.
The president got wooden teeth.
Yeah, right?
Fuck right off.
Oh, man. All right, dear doc, for the last 12 years, I've been married to a good man.
Okay, if it starts
father.
Off like that, then it's
and
just
a great
not
father.
True.
The end.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that.
Who is this?
Fantastic.
From? This is from future Jess Santos.
Oh.
So for the last 12 years, I've been married to a good man and a great father. I've also been friends with a different man I'll call Sam.
Sam the Butcher.
For nearly 20 years. Oh, this is Greg, actually. TC, for nearly 20 years. Sam and I have been through a lot together. He helped me through a rough teenage period and my husband's infidelity. You just said he was a great man.
And a great father.
It
just came out of your mouth.
Right. Like, do you know what kind of bitches he was swinging by?
Oh, my God. This guy's
got his
shit
through there.
Like, this guy's got
Big
his
cats,
shit
define, tight. But define great guy, great dad. Does he cheat?
A great guy. He's the type of guy that will cheat on you and won't even let it affect his feelings for you.
Just doesn't
He'll fucking
him.
Go about his daily business and love you just as much as he did the day he met you.
Just going about his business.
Yeah, he got some evil. I mean,
he's got evil.
Look, strange is strange. No matter how good the home cooking is, I mean, you ever want to eat out once in a while.
You go.
It's
human nature.
Yeah. It's like, nah, we had that last night. Let me go get some fucking McDonald's. Get some McNuggets on the block or something. Something quick.
Real quick. I'll be in and out.
Yeah. Just want to order it up.
This slut. Help Sam out with his divorce and his affair with a married woman. What terrible people
what is
are
going on here?
Is
Where
this
is
like
this from?
The trailer park? It's gotta be from the trailer park.
It's from Innocent in Illinois.
Trailer park.
Bullshit.
Again, you sign your thing with Innocent, then you are just
lies. This is riddled with lies.
Seedy.
With a married woman who happens to be a close friend of mine.
Wait, so is this like the fourth culprit in this now?
There's like four people involved now.
Yeah, this is a
hold
web.
On. Let's backtrack here. We got this bitch. Then we got a good man. He's not a good man. Then we got this
his girlfriend.
Then we got this dude, Sam. Three.
I'm fucking lost already, dude. Go back. Go back to
his affair. This dude's affair.
All right. There's the married couple.
A lot
right?
of people going.
Then
there.
then there's that side pussy. There's and then side there's pussy. His good friend that helped him through the side pussy.
Who's banging some side
he's
pussy?
You right. know what? If Tiger Woods had a good friend like this, he wouldn't have got beat up with the golf club. I mean, it's true.
So Sam starts telling this chick that a man and a woman could be just friends and I've never been in any kind of sexual contact. But to me, Sam has been like a brother. I've always defended my relationship with him by saying that neither of us had that kind of feeling
so
for
he's
each
just,
other.
He's in the friend zone. He's just living it up the friend
20
zone.
Year, 20 year friend zone.
He's fucking camping out. What's up, Chief? How's the friend zone?
What a bitch. I believe that until recently when Sam said something to me that makes me think he does. We were discussing the married friend he had an affair with, and he mentioned that she asked him if we ever had sex. He said, no, we never did, but I wouldn't mind if we did. He then asked me if I had those feelings for him. I told him no. That would ruin a good friendship.
And then he asked me if I could use his ass out.
Friend zone. Friend zone warning right here. You're in the friend zone.
Friend zone sucks.
Whew.
It's all kind of alarms and buzzers going off. It sucks.
Fucking depressing. The friend zone is a depressing place to be, man. Like every guy has fallen into the friend zone.
It's bad. It's real bad.
Yeah, this guy, he's been doing it for years, though. Yeah. We're talking marriage and divorce and affairs. This is bad news. Guy.
I mean, he stuck it out this long. Just give him a bang.
Yeah, like, give him a quick one. Then call it off. Then call it off. All he needs to do to end this is one quick one.
Give him just, a fucking handy in the parking lot of a dive bar.
Let him put the tip in.
You can let him fucking drunkenly grope your tits and give him a hand job in the bar.
Around, maybe a clam.
He's been around. This is 20 years of being in the friend zone.
Yeah, you could let
you don't
him.
Think he
does deserve more than
that. He deserves more than maybe just a clam swipe.
Maybe a clam swipe.
No. This guy maybe deserves some seedy motel sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 4-hour rental style.
Yeah.
So you say if
like they charge you by the half hour.
You got it. I got this for 2 hours.
$15 for every half hour. 3 hours is only fucking. I don't know what I even said it was.
3 hours is cheap, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I got my math now on that. It's fucking. They're $60. 3 hours is $60.
My problem now is defending my friendship with Sam, knowing he does have those feelings for me. I used to be comfortable going out to him, like a buddy, but now I'm uneasy. I don't want to lose the friendship, but I'm not sure I can talk to him in the same way. I did have an affair with him. Even if my hubby suspected Sam had those feelings for me, he would insist the relationship ceased. Doc, you're the only person I can confide in. What do I do now?
Well, obviously, you didn't just confide here because
we're talking mad
people.
We're
talking a lot of people.
Everyone
here.
Knows your business now.
Yeah, there's lots of people listening.
You don't just write a letter to somebody and be like, I just confided in you.
Yeah.
It's like, yo.
Innocent Illinois.
You don't put something on the internet.
Yeah. You got to show when you talk about this shit. Can you just tell me directly?
like this stupid bitch.
Just between me and you, what would you do?
The stupid bitch doesn't realize that she's. Like, she doesn't understand the concept of our show right here. Like, you're right.
So her husband's banging this other dude.
Wait. Here's the worst part. She's calling it an affair, and she's not even banging this
Yes.
guy. He doesn't even get the handy in the parking lot.
That's some going awful. Out, that's laying some... pipe on some other chick, like, probably 3 nights a week.
But is he getting it
but
somewhere else, or is he just focusing?
This dude who's banging her friend, who she never told, and now, I mean, this dude's been stuck in the friend zone for 20 years, and she won't even let him see it like a nip. This is a problem.
That's big some problem. Girly shit to some call that an affair,
I'm
man.
I'm saying
it's
at
like,
least, right? Yeah, at least he gets a drunken fucking fondle in the car.
This guy has paid for my lunches for 20 years, and
let's
we go
bullshit for 20 years. Yeah. I just want to see a titty, just one.
I would have fucking pulled the ripcord on that a long
I can't
time.
Be, I wouldn't give it like I wouldn't be in the friend zone for 20 days. No. I don't even like being in the friend zone for 25 minutes, dude. Like that's fucking awful.
I can only be in the friend zone if I'm like, okay, I'll be friends with you. Like,
yeah, if that was my intention going into it. But if I'm like, I'm trying to bang you, no way.
No,
if I'm going home
like that,
Or especially if like we did hook up and then afterwards you're like, we could still be friends. It's like, no, bitch. No, we can't. Like,
I've never been a friend with an ex-girlfriend of mine. In fact, every time I've ever broke up with a girl, it's been a messy breakup.
That's the only way to have a breakup.
Epic breakups.
They should be messy. They should be messy. I'm still dodging this girl's call.
I mean, as far as this chick goes, I mean...
And if you're listening, stop fucking calling me.
Where's that chick
from?
From
a blocked number. She's from fucking Northport. Don't call me
Northport?
Anymore. Don't call me from Northport.
Some clingy bitches out of Northport?
Yeah, dude, she's fucking on my shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, she calls you and texts you and shit?
Yeah, she keeps...
She's trying to cornhole
Yeah, she's
you?
Like, you really hurt my feelings, like... And I'm what? Just like, listen, I told you the deal. I don't like you.
Go.
I mean, were you that blunt?
Yeah, it was. I was like, I just don't like you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to fucking hang out with you. Please stop texting me.
I mean, that's how you...
I mean,
that's how you
that's
end
not,
up...
That's
that was finger banging the other guy,
right? That's not how I ended the fucking... relationship with her, but this is what I've fucking told her after countless text messages and phone calls and voicemails.
You built up to that.
Yeah, I was like, you left me 6 voicemails in 4 days.
Because like,
oh man,
something's not right here.
You gotta say shut the fuck up at that point.
Like, because if you start off with that, that's how people get shot. So like, you just catch a person on a fucking weird day and just
they happen to have a 38 in their purse.
No more head.
Boom.
Shot right through the eye.
Fucking 2 shots in the fucking kneecaps. Just cap you.
If a chick's gonna do me in like that, I hope she gives me a blowjob first.
I hope she, yeah,
because that usually follows
this
most.
This is the chick
most
that
fucking
was
felony
that
shooting
guy salad,
like,
right?
Yeah, this is what we're still talking about. Salad
and she
chick.
Wonders why you won't call her back.
Yeah.
Butthole breath over there. Like,
oh no, that's not butthole breath.
Oh, okay.
No.
She had some halitosis, this chick.
The chick that the guy asked her to eat some fucking ass.
Oh, that chick.
Bill Sussman likes to refer to her as butthole breath.
Butthole breath.
Because he's got butthole no coup.
Well, she never did it though, right? That's unfair.
Yeah, it is unfair.
She never. She's like, no,
actually,
I'm good.
She told me did. She never did it. I don't
that's
know.
That's a lot.
She might have the doo-doo finger, but
she had the stanky bang.
You think she gave him the consolatory fucking finger bang?
Just fucking a little prostate exam real quick. She was helping a man out, you know, checking for cancer.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm good riddance.
Good riddance.
Good riddance. That's all I got to say. And, yeah, man, that wraps it up for this week.
Well, it was fun.
Yeah, thank you for joining me, guys, and fucking until next week, like, get your shit together.
Sometimes something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing. I just had to sing.